One thing I'm seeing is that I forget. There's a lot of forgetting. So I had been forgetting to record and listen. And then I remembered this week. And so I started again. And then I just also remembered that I wanted to listen in the morning. I used to listen every morning for 10 minutes in bed. And I realized today that I could actually do that because I have this process of it's really hard to get up. And I realized, well, you know what, I could do that between the first and the second alarm. So
yeah.
So that just dropped in.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and you know what strikes me, Andrea, as you say that to me, the process of getting out of the conversation to not believe that incessant assessment that you so aptly described, you know, that kind of, well, I don't know. I mean, you could be doing this more effectively. Is it really working? I mean, I don't know if it's really doing anything. I mean, that conversation is, first of all, it's such a energy drain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then if we don't catch it, then unconsciously we start to associate that with recording and listening.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is exactly what conditioning wants to happen, is that we start to associate recording and listening with sort of this energy drain.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah. But then when there's that process of like, well, you know, just let's just try this and let's try that, and then we become open to the insights of like, wait, I used to listen in the mornings. I could listen between my alarms. Hey, that's a good idea. And then we then it becomes kind of a game, and it's just fun to find out. And that we don't, you know, just like we were just talking about with Carol, we don't have to have any certain experience. You know, we're not looking to, quote, feel better or, you know, be any certain way. We're just experimenting with this practice tool that is a really important part of practice.